Welcome to the LifeLink Church Podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
Amen. Well, I love what I sense God doing in my heart this morning in the worship journey. And right there, wherever you happen to be experiencing this with us, I know that through technology, God is linking our hearts together, and we're experiencing what only God can do when his people get together and worship him. So I want to encourage you to settle into this next few moments, because God's going to speak to you through his Bible. Every time we worship together, we worship three ways. We worship in singing, worship through giving, but we also worship God in his scriptures. And what that means is we intentionally connect our hearts to him relationally in his Bible and say, Lord, would you lead us through this next experience so that what we experience is not just words that we see on a page or on a screen or a tablet somewhere, but we hear your word speaking to our hearts. Because when we, as God's people, hear the voice of our Father speaking to us as his children, it brings confidence, it brings peace, it brings all the things that only he can do as our God. So right wherever you are, would you join me in prayer? Let's ask God to guide us now in our worship through the scriptures. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your faithfulness. You're such a good God. Right now we pause and we just bring the outer edges of our mind together and focus on who you are in these next few moments of the scripture study this morning. We ask God that as we do this, what we'll experience is hearing your voice speak to us through your scriptures and through my heart and my voice as a speaker today. God, we need you like never before. But the good news is, God, you've committed that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So right here, right now, God, we set our mind, we set our focus on you, and we ask God that in the next few moments you would speak clearly a concise, clear word that we can hold on tightly to. And I thank you, Lord, for it in the mighty name of Jesus. All God's people said, or typed, or wherever you're experiencing this service, would you just go ahead and say or type amen? Let's experience this together. Well, this morning, as we're going through our worship journey, all around the world in Christendom, most people refer to this particular Sunday as Palm Sunday. It's the day that Jesus actually started the Passion Week by making that entrance with the people shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And what they didn't know then was he was moving into a week that would change the course of human history. There was an uncertain and unforeseen experience coming that most people didn't realize. But as he walked day by day through that week, each day is another step closer to that Friday where he sacrificed his own sinless life on Calvary's cross. What he was doing that they didn't know, and we have no way to actually contextualize by our own experience, what he was doing was he was intervening into the chaos and darkness of humanity's broken lostness. I want you to know this morning that as we're celebrating Palm Sunday, we're beginning our walk through this week as well. And each day as you meet God in his Bible and as you connect with him, here's what I know. He's going to do something that only your heavenly Father can do in his Bible. God knows how to lead his people. In this season of uncertainty, I want you to know he's holding you tightly. Today, we're going to actually talk about how to hold on to him tightly as well. But each day through the Passion Week, leading up to Friday, there'll be something unique in the journey this week. And I want to encourage you to make the most in your walk with God. By the way, on Friday, for those of you that are able to join us at 7 o'clock, my wife and I will be hosting a communion service on Facebook and Instagram. And we hope that we would be able to do that with you. So if you'll go ahead and set that aside on Friday at 7 o'clock, I want to make sure that you're able to join that experience with us. Today, I want to recognize that we have several different types of people listening and experiencing this worship journey with us. We've got LifeLink Church family that are here. We've got friends and family of LifeLink Church family. And then we've got people who just found us because technology broadcasts everywhere all at once. And so whichever group you fit in, we want you to know, number one, it's an honor to host you in the journey this morning. Number two, we believe God brought you here for you to hear something from him. And number three, if you'll go ahead and capture what God talks to you about in the next few moments, write it down, capture it however you do, but more importantly, apply it this week. What you can experience is God's faithful grip on your life. So this morning, I want to start by talking about how to hold on tightly in times of uncertainty. Now, here's what I do know. I've never actually whitewater rafted, but I've seen people who've experiences of people who've gone through that, and I've watched the shows, and I love that sense of an anticipation as that raft full of people are moving through calm waters down the river, and then all of a sudden the guide in the boat is looking downstream, and he's been through that before. He knows what the white water is going to feel like. And so in the journey coming up, he'll start giving instructions. Hey, now get ready for this and get ready for this. And one of the things that always happens just before they get into that white water is he'll say, hold on tightly. Because in that experience, the life boat that they're in or the raft is jostled, and you don't know which way the bounce is coming from. But if you're holding on tightly, there's a good chance you'll stay in that raft. And so this morning, I want to just use that picture as something that will help inspire us to know how to hold on tightly. And so as we're working through this, I want to start by the experience this morning by reflecting on what Jesus said about his hold on our lives. If you'll look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, it starts with this. It says, God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Two things that come from our hearts when we recognize what God has told us through that verse is this. I don't have to be afraid because the Lord is helping me. And we have that confidence because he's the one who said, never will I leave you. I'm holding on to you tightly. You never have to worry that I won't be there. And never will I forsake you. I'll never dismiss you. I've got you. That's why we have confidence to say, I'm not afraid because God is my helper. So I wanted to just encourage you this morning with that picture. God said, I'm not leaving you, I'm not forsaking you, I'm holding you tightly. One of the reasons he's able to do that, not just because he's God and he's divine, but it's something Jesus did for us when he left his comfort zone to intervene into the brokenness of our lives, ultimately sacrificing his life. And that's what we're celebrating today, his movement towards that sacrifice. I want you to listen to Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. And listen and let the Holy Spirit bring this to you in a fresh, new way. Listen to this. Though Jesus was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Verse 7 says, instead, he gave up his divine privileges. I'm going to pause right there and just say this. This scripture is telling us that Jesus did not consider his station as God something to defend and stay in, but he gave up that divine privilege to actually intervene. He came to earth to intervene as our Redeemer and our Savior. This morning, the reason he was able to do that is because he was fully committed to us. It says he took the humble position of a slave and was born a human being. We know that as his immaculate conception and his birth to Mary and Joseph. Then when he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and ultimately died a criminal's death on a cross. So in this one short passage of a few verses, we see that Jesus intervened by leaving heaven, giving up what was rightfully his because he's God. He gave up what was rightfully his willingly, stepping into that place of our redemption. And he did it by sacrificing his own life. Sacrificing his own life. In this particular passage, we also see that what he was doing was he was acknowledging and responding to the crushing burden of our lostness. In other words, sin separated us from our Heavenly Father. And humanity was living outside of that relationship with God. But Jesus intervened to lift that crushing burden and make it possible for us to be reconnected with our Heavenly Father again. He was able to do that because he did not stay in the position that was his divine right, but he left that all that was rightfully his, stepped into our chaos to intervene and lift that burden for us. So as we're thinking about those two things, he left his comfort zone of his divine privileges to personally get involved in the brokenness of our lives. And secondly, he lifted the crushing burden of separation from our separation from our Heavenly Father. He did those two things for us. Then he directed those of us who follow him to actually do the same. Now listen to what God tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. There's a direct commandment here that we are to carry each other's burdens. We're to carry each other's burdens. And in this way, we fulfill the law of Christ. So we see very clearly that Jesus is directing us to not just watch each other from afar and not watch each other go through our life alone and separated, but we're supposed to actually carry each other's burdens. Let me tell you a couple of things that are required for us to carry each other's burdens. Number one, we've got to be linked together in relationship. That's the picture we see where Jesus didn't just stay in heaven and say, hey, y'all do something about that. He said, no, I'm gonna actually get in it with you. I'm gonna get close enough to you to feel that experience with you. I'm gonna be that close to you and I'm gonna intervene. That's how we do that as well. As believers, those who follow Christ, he's saying to us, I want you to carry each other's burdens. Don't just stay in your houses and watch the social media feeds and think, oh, that's so bad for them. Bless their little hearts and I hope they do well. But no, no, no. God's saying, I want you to intervene in each other's lives, which is the picture of us being linked together as a family, as the body of Christ. For those of you that call LifeLink home, I want to remind you that when Jesus convened us as a congregation, he gave us our name, which is LifeLink Church. He also gave us our mission. And that mission is this, that we're to link people and God together for life. That's the picture of being linked relationally with our Heavenly Father, but not just in an individual saving way, but we're also supposed to be linked to each other as a church family. And now like never before, this is the season where that picture comes into focus in a powerful way. So this morning, I want to remind you of a couple of things. That relationships matter and strong connections reveal where we are connected to each other in practical forms. I want you to know that while we go through this, there is an element of personal sacrifice that we're going to experience as we link to each other and carry each other's burdens. But in that way, we're like our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want to remind you that every time God tells us something to do, he also is not just directing us to sacrifice our life for the benefit of somebody else. That very action of obeying him puts us into a position where we receive a benefit too. So it's God's way of saying there's a win-win every time we step into the place of obedience and carry out what he's called us to do. Others are benefited, but not just others. We are too. The bottom line is this: following God's commandment does benefit others. But if you hear nothing else in this message, I want you to know that when you step into that place of helping benefit others, you too will be benefited by God's divine intervention. So let me talk to how this applies to those of us, especially who call LifeLink home. And if you're a part of another congregation or you're streaming from a different part of the country, I want to encourage you to apply the same thing we're going to talk about to our church family. You can apply that in your life as well with your own church family. God gave me a picture earlier when we were talking about being in the raft down the whitewater experience of holding on tightly. And I want to think about this with you just for a moment. We hold on to things with our hand, with our hand. So using the illustration of a hand, God gave me six different aspects of what's involved with holding on to him and holding on to each other tightly as a church family. So for those of you that call LifeLink home especially, this is most meaningfully applied to you. The same principles will apply to everyone else. But this morning, I want to talk specifically to those who call LifeLink home, how we're going to walk our way through this storm, holding tightly onto each other. So if you will, go ahead and get that handout out that I sent out to everyone earlier today. And if you texted it, you've got the handout there. You'll notice there's an illustration of a hand. Notice in the very middle of that hand, the thing that holds all of it together, all the digits of our hand, is the palm, and that's representing that Jesus is the center of everything. We're doing all of this in direct response to who he is. So our obedience to him is the center of that. So that's the first relationship. So when it comes to relationships that form a tight grip, our commitment to God is that the core commitment that it takes to be held, to hold tightly to him. In a practical way, that means making sure that we connect with him relationally every day. You hear us say soap a lot. That's our that's our little tool that we use to remind ourselves how to meet God in His scripture, to make an observation of what He's telling us, to actually learn how to apply that, and then make it personal by praying it back to Him. So this morning, as we're working our way through this, that's how you're going to hold tightly to God, is by making sure you're meeting God every day in His Bible. The next thing I want to talk about is the thumb. So if you're looking at that illustration, the thumb, this talks about church leadership. In other words, because Jesus is the one that framed how the church bodies work together, there is a leadership element in every church family. And one of the ways that we're going to hold on tightly to each other is pay attention to what God is saying to you through your church leadership. Because every congregation is an important picture of how Jesus is working in the communities that congregation serves, but more importantly, into the lives of people who call that church home. If you're dismissive of church leadership, you're going to miss part of how you grip and hold on tightly. Specifically speaking, I want you to know that there's an element of our church leadership we're using right now, and that is this. We're making, our leadership teams are making calls each week, endeavoring to do our very best to stay connected with our church family. But if you don't respond to that and you don't receive the call or make sure you call back, then there's a good chance you're going to feel disconnected from our church family. So pay attention to what the church leaders are saying and respond to that. If you're not sure, if you've not received a call and you consider LifeLink home, please send us an email to info@lifelinkchurch.com. info@lifelinkchurch.com. Give us your name, your mailing address, and a phone number we can reach you at. We want to stay connected with you. That's the first digit. The second one is our index finger. This talks about the relationships that we have in our unique households. Family members, people that live with us, extended family. Make sure that you're holding on to those family members relationally. God is using this season to heal all kinds of relational dynamics. So our intentionality to strengthen those relationships is part of how we hold on to God tightly. We hold on to Him daily. We hold on to church leaders by responding. We also connect relationally and strengthen those relationships with our family members. The third one I want to talk to you about is our long finger. The long finger, that represents our close friends, being intentional to reach out and connect with our close friends. You know, checking on one another, making sure we're staying in contact, intervening where we can, sharing supplies or resources to make sure that everybody stays together in this. That's part of holding on to a tight grip. The fourth one is our ring finger, and that is specifically those that you provide a leadership influence in. If you're a LifeLink member, then you serve as a dream team leader or a life group leader, or you're an elder or you're a generations leader of some kind, you have a leadership responsibility to make sure that those you lead are hearing from you on behalf of the church leadership. That's where the reach from our church and the reach as our members connect together. Finally, the pinky finger is our commitment to reach the people close around us that are not part of our church family. And I'm just using this little illustration as the five houses near yours, one on each side and the three across the street. Maybe you live in a condominium or an apartment. I'm not sure what your life looks like, but here's what I do know. I want to encourage you to make sure that this week you reach out and connect with the people around you. They may be lost and far away from God and don't know what to do. This week, our church is going to email everyone in our database a resource that you can use to connect with your neighbors to do a couple of things. One, let them know who you are, how to reach you, that you're praying for them, and invite them to our Easter experience. We're going to email that out probably on Monday or Tuesday, so be watching for that. All of this to say, this is the way God has given me a picture as the pastor of LifeLink Church to help you that call LifeLink home grip tightly and hold tightly over the next few days and weeks. Please don't be dismissive of that. This is one of the ways God wants to hold you together in the boat of our relationship as a church family. All six things: God, leadership, family, friends, those you lead, and the lost around you. Be intentional with that. Finally, I want to remind you that Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 says this. Jesus is explaining to us something that's very important. He says it this way: anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds his house on a solid rock. Though the rains come in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and does not obey it is foolish. They're fooled. like a person who builds a house on the sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. So today, especially if LifeLink is your home, I want you to know you've heard how God has given me as the pastor the picture of how we hold on tightly. Please don't hear it and dismiss it. Make sure you're meeting God every day. Make sure you're responding to and staying connected with the church leadership. Make sure you're strengthening the relationships you have as family members. Make sure that you're staying in good contact with your friends. Make sure you're reaching out to the people that you provide leadership to. And finally, make sure you're reaching out to people who are lost and making sure they know how to hear the good news of the hope of Jesus Christ. If you'll hear that and do that, then you're gonna stay in the boat. If you don't, there's a good chance you're gonna find yourself drifting when you need the strength of our church family. Got it? I hope you hear that and obey it this week. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I wanna thank you for your faithfulness. You're a good God. Right now, as we consider what we've heard, we've listened to you give us a very powerful but very practically applicable way that we can make sure we are holding on to you tightly, because we know you're holding tightly on to us. I pray, God, for every person that calls LifeLink home, that they'll have the courage, but more importantly, the discipline to make sure every day we're doing something with all of these areas of our relationships. Why? So that we can defeat fear, we can stay tightly connected and resourced, stay connected relationally and strengthened, and ultimately we can be who we've created us to be as a hope for those who are lost and far away from Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Now, right there with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I want to talk to those of you that know you want to be a part of a church family that way, but you know that you're not in relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Right now, I want to lead you through a simple prayer, because I believe in your heart you're making a decision today to yield to the loving kindness of our Savior, Jesus Christ, to respond to what he did for you on Calvary's cross. And I believe that right now there is a grace on your life to say, Jesus, I'm giving you my life. I want to be in your family. So I want to give your mouth words to say that your heart's already saying. It's really the biblical prayer of repentance, acknowledging and receiving what Jesus did for us. So would you just say yes in your heart right now? That's what you want to do. And then repeat this prayer after me. We're going to let God grip your life in a new and saving way. You ready? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, come on, repeat that after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me enough to tell me the truth in your scriptures. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to die in my place on Calvary's cruel cross to pay for all of my sins. I'm asking you to forgive me for every sin I've ever committed, that you wash me and cleanse me and make me brand new. Today, I'm turning my life around and following you. I've decided to follow you from this day forward as my only God and Savior, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Well, listen, just before you click that off button, let me just connect with you on a couple of things. Number one, for those of you that just said that life change prayer of repentance, we're excited about what God is doing in your life. Number two, one of the things we do every week is we are intentionally connecting with each other for things that we celebrate, things we pray for. Here's how we do that. When you get ready to click off in just a moment when we dismiss the service, would you go straight over to our connection port? That's by texting connect to the number on your screen. If you'll do that, here's what we know. You'll be able to give us your name, what we can pray with you about this week, and something we can celebrate with you as well. For those of you that just gave Jesus your life and you're born again today in new life, here's what we also have the ability to let you do, and that is to let us know that you did that so we can send you some resources to make sure you have everything you need to make the very most of this next new season, all right? That's what we're gonna do with you, all right? It's gonna be a great week. Pastor Sheree, come on in this morning, and why don't we help close the service out together?
Amen. We're so glad that all of you came and joined with us today, and we know that this was a powerful message for you to hear because there were so many technical difficulties this morning. But thank you for staying, pressing, refresh. Thank you for staying right in. You know, this message reminded me of one of our favorite t-shirts that LifeLink has had over the years for our dream team and members. And it's called, I Am the Link. That's what it says on there. I Am the Link. And this message is a message to all of us that in that grip that you are talking about, that we are the link to bring people closer to Christ. And we can do that practically in our neighborhoods, to our family, all the people around in our technology world. And so reach out and do that today. We're excited to be able to also meet with you this week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Pastor Dave and I want to connect with you live on LifeLink Live, is what we call it on Instagram and Facebook. So join us, and we're going to give you some more practicals this week on how to do that, because this is the week before Easter. So next Sunday, you don't want to miss being here. We have powerful things for our kiddos. We are still having some amazing things for all of you kids that are out there. Even preteens and our students, so they're going to be having an Easter celebration. So be sure and check in. And those of you that are parents, check your email, because we've got it sending out to you this week. And also today, you can even get on your email and celebrate with the kiddos. But also join us 7:14 a.m. and p.m. for prayer as we continue to pray for the healing of our land. In fact, I'm going to just pray with you right now. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May His face shine upon you and bring you peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.